Let's Face the Issues, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember, God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to, are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality. Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian. What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast, 666? And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Dr. Youngblood, and we want to face the issues. This program is dedicated to seeking the truth when we face issues. The scripture says, with Jesus speaking in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. May I suggest that we live in a society today that it's an impossibility to go to the media, the politicians, or society in general, and try to find truth. We find that the word of God is truth. It doesn't contain truth. It is truth. And therefore, we invite you as our listening audience to participate. You can call in 401-1413. That's 401-1413. If you're out of the 904 area, it's 904-401-1413. We'd be delighted to entertain your questions, your comments, to join in this time of discussion and dialogue on some pertinent issues that we face today. May I say that for the balance of the week, that is tomorrow, we're going to be looking at war with Islam. We do have a war. It is a declared war, declared by Islam, and I want us to look at what Islam says through its own book, the Quran, and understand and realize that we are in a hand-to-hand combat battle with Islam. It's not just a part of Islam. It's not just the radicalized portion of Islam. It is Islam as an ideology, which is called a religion. And then on our Friday broadcast, we're going to look at the mark of the beast. What is 666? What does it mean? Who will receive it? Will it be impressed in the hand, in a head, by force? Or is it something that the society in general will voluntarily accept and participate in? Today, I want us to talk about this phenomenon that's taking place on a global basis. It's called Pokemon. Pokemon Go. And that Pokemon Go is a craze around the globe. And the question that I want us to ask, is it something that is delightful and has no harm or side effects? Or is it something that we can see from a biblical perspective that would be considered demonic? First of all, to set the pace and to understand with the reality of what the scripture warns us about, in 2 Timothy the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 5, I'll simply summarize it for our time today to redeem the time. The scripture says in that first verse of chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 in 2 Timothy, that perilous times shall come. We understand and recognize that perilous times is talking about evil times, wicked times, difficult times. And in the balance of those few verses, it says in the perilous days, the last days in which we're now living, that there would be men that would be lovers of self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. That means it will curse God, make fun of God, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, that is, you can't count on anything they say, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Our world's filled today with those that hate me and you. As believers, as moral, ethical people, the world literally despises us today. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. May I remind us that what we're faced with in this Pokemon Go craze is that last statement, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. This text describes our society today succinctly. Most people today are seeking some type of pleasure. Most today, whether you admit it or not, whether we realize it or not, would rather seek pleasure than seeking to please God. And there's a vast difference. I'm not saying that God would have us to go around with a mule face all day and be sad and forlorn and not have any joy in life. In fact, part of the fruit of the Spirit, if you've said yes to Jesus Christ, is a heart that's filled with joy. The old song that says there's a joy, 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 where? Down in my heart to stay. And that's where the joy ought to be if we're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. But this pleasure-seeking society, there's some major distraction is salt. Let me say this very carefully. In the pleasure-seeking society that we're in, folks are hurting. There are those that are pent up with distress and discord and division and heartaches and hardships. And so as a result of that, rather than facing that reality and turning to the Lordship of Jesus Christ to find answers, they're seeking it through television, video games. It's the video garbage, some call it reality shows, violence in videos. Many will go boating or fishing or hunting or movies or Pokemon rather than God, seeking God, or rather than finding a church to worship in and studying the Word of God. We pride ourselves with the technologies that we have in society today. Most all of us have some type of technology, either in our pocket, our purse, on our desk, or in our briefcase, cell phones, iPads, PCs, even drones with cameras today. The technology bubble is absolutely increasing every day. Every 90 days, the technology that you hold in your hand, the technology that is on your desk, every 90 days, it becomes outdated from the standpoint of the modern, updated, new versions of every software app, of every iPhone, every Droid phone, every computer, regardless of the make or the brand. It is being outdated approximately every 90 days. Most people are highly protective of that data within your cell phone, your PC, your laptop, your iPad. Most are protective of our IP addresses, personal identification, social security numbers. We are fearful that somebody will get the information that is personal identification that could some way undermine who we are. In fact, it wasn't but about 2-3 years ago that, as you might recall, there was a major hoopla across the nation because it was discovered that NSA had gathered all kinds of bits of data, and it was being stored in a data collection center that they could go back and retrieve, where they had listened to all of our telephone calls, email contacts and email communication and text messages. They'd stored all of the data. And we were upset as a nation, and rightly so. Decisions were made. Some restrictions were placed so that they could no longer do that without our knowledge and or approval. It is search and seizure without a warrant is what it boils down to. It's search and seizure of our personal data and our information without authorization. And so rightly, that program in NSA was quieted, for the most part shut down. Now we hear the worldwide Pokemon craze. It's not a place on the face of the globe that Pokemon and this craze has not debuted in the past several weeks. May I remind us, the John that developed it, John Henke, I think it's pronounced Hanky or Hank, that generated it, that produced it. It was produced over about a 20-year period of time in the different iterations of the different games and the different programs Dungeons and Dragons and the Google Earth that was just called Google View, a World View at first, and then it was bought by Google, and then it's called Google Earth. But this Pokemon craze, it seems as if a demon spirit, listen carefully, I'm not a theologian and a scholar that believes that under every rock is a demon. I'm not one that believes that if you cough, you've got a cough demon, or if you sneeze, you've got a sneeze demon. There's some that may have that philosophy and feeling. By the way, you can jump in at any point. 401-1413 is the number. Be delighted to entertain your insight or your question in relationship to this. I can tell you to cover the whole thing in depth, we'd need a couple of hours, but we're truncating this for the purpose of our broadcast. But it seems as though a demon spirit has gripped all of the minds and the hearts of those around the globe. The minds that are drinking in the intellectual thoughts, the most, how would you say, private things that we have as far as data is being soaked up. The absolute drinking in of the intellectual thought center of the most of our people, especially teenagers to about 40. If you're in the age group, teens, preteens, mid-teens to 40s, I'm talking to you, because that's the one that's being mostly affected. Now, there's some gray hair, white hair, no hair folks that's walking around in a zombie walking dead state, following the little creatures that's on the Pokemon screen, trying to trace them down and chase them down. Why is this happening, though? Who is this creator of this? What is the Pokemon game really all about? It seems that if you provide some application free, everybody's wanting it. It seems as if you can provide a free app and download free, and everybody's willing to download it, no questions asked. I want to ask you a question. You don't have to respond to me. Just think on it. When you signed up, got the Pokemon app, did you read their policy and click on I agree? Or did you simply scroll down, scroll, and click I agree to get hurriedly into the app? I will be willing to tell you that the overwhelming majority, if not most, have not read the agreement that you've signed with Pokemon app. Here's why I'm saying that. It's widely accepted that somehow, some way, this game is harmless. But my question is it harmless? Is it something that is harmless, or is it demonically dangerous? Should we be alarmed by it? Just how should we address the Pokemon craze? First, I want us to think about the danger and the tragedy and the risk. Let me just read you blurbs from a few articles that I have collected and the data in the past several weeks on this subject. Two teenagers almost killed recently while trespassing in someone's yard about 1:30 in the morning. The homeowner heard the noise and opened the window, heard one of the teenagers say, "Did you get anything?" He assumed that his house was been burglarized or about to be burglarized. He rushed downstairs, and as they rushed into the car, he opened fire on the vehicle. Fortunately, no one was hit with a bullet, or no one was killed or injured, but I think three shots in the windshield and the side of the automobile. A miracle that no one was killed. A serious head-on accident while distracted by while a person was driving, causing a head-on collision. One young woman fell off a bridge while chasing some fictitious monster on the Pokemon app. A driver playing Pokemon smashed into a Baltimore, Maryland police patrol car. A Pokemon player was stabbed in North Carolina while searching for the same little fictitious being on his Pokemon, ran into somebody searching for the same one, and they wrestled over the target, if you will, and one stabbed the other. One man broke his ankle. Another broke his leg running into a tree. One ran off the road and head on into a large tree and injured him seriously. May I pause for a moment? These are just a tip of the iceberg, tidbit of the reality of what's happening globally. With accidents, injuries, devastation, it just simply staggers my imagination that adults with otherwise what would be called bright intellectual minds taking on this Pokemon demonic craze. Most law enforcement today are sending out national warnings on a national level saying, do not trespass. And most all of the federal parks and monuments are having to put signs out, no Pokemon hunters. Many of the public parking lots and churches and private entities and business are having to put security guards out and or put signs up, no trespassing. You see, ladies and gentlemen, whether there's a sign that says no trespassing or not, if it's not your yard, if it's not your property, you are trespassing. If it is anything beyond the time that you're there, for example, shopping, or that you're there for worship, or that you are there for a business purpose at a professional building, just to ramble around the buildings and behind the buildings and on the parking lot, you are violating the no trespass laws. Many companies, national monuments, and governmental places are posting the no Pokemon signs to warn people of the dangers of coming onto the campus uninvited and without proper authority. Death by Pokemon, I'm reading from an article here published by Fox News. Death by Pokemon is coming, warns Gary Breyer, Governor Preston E. Smith, Regent Professor of Law at Texas School of Law. Pokemon users will have all sorts of accidents as they use the program while walking, biking, or driving. Two men, for example, apparently playing the game Pokemon, rescued after falling off a 90-foot ocean bluff in California on Wednesday. Senators are now voicing complaints and questions and concerns about Pokemon and data gathering. Data gathering. The trespassing of private data. A slew of trespassing incidents have taken place, according to Fox News. Reports that three teenagers were attempting to go into a nuclear plant in Ohio on Tuesday of this week. They trespassed on the site, pursuing a Pokemon character. Pokemon Go has already prompted a flood of warnings by all police departments, including the Duval County Jacksonville Police Department. They have had, in our JSO, Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, they've had thousands of trespassing complaints just in the past 30 days. Thousands of trespassing complaints. A 7-Eleven traffic accident, a legally parked car was struck from behind. The driver had exited the street chasing down a Pokemon, ran into the parking lot of a 7-Eleven, smashed into the back of the automobile, unaware that he was leaving the road because he was chasing that Pokemon demon on the screen on his handheld device. May I remind us, there are unintended consequences to this thought-to-be harmless game called Pokemon. There are other major, vast dangers also. What are they? Here's where I want us to focus for the next few moments. What are some of the more prominent dangers that are perhaps less thought of and less recognized than running off the road and smashing your car, getting killed, maimed, injured, knife attacks, burglars, robberies, many of these things? People have been robbed when they found themselves in some dark alley or some private park someplace, chasing the same little demon and others there that take advantage of the moment and pull out a weapon and rob you. The dangers are absolutely, the list I could give would be inexhaustible because of the physical and the danger that would be found in the realm of the physical and the legal. Beyond the legal, beyond the physical, I want us to notice some of the dangers. What are they? First of all, would be the danger of invasion of privacy, the danger of the invasion of your privacy. In fact, let me just share a couple of blurbs from an article. The U.S., United States, urged to probe Pokemon Go spying on you. It has reached the level that Congress is now concerned. The House and the Senate's now listening to different debates on the subject in relationship to what Pokemon is doing. May I remind us, and I'll do a quick forward and come back, all of the data that goes into the app Pokemon that's being siphoned out of your handheld device, your computers, your cell phones, etc., are uploaded immediately siphoned completely out and going to Google. Google is marketing that information, storing that data for whether it's the government or some private entity or organization or company, whether it's U.S. or foreign, that's selling your data. Now, what kind of data are they getting? They take this information. They invade your privacy with the app that is a free download. It gives the Pokemon creators of that app, listen carefully, free access, unilateral access, total access to everything in your cell phone, everything in your iPad, everything in your PC, or whatever you've downloaded that app on. Includes your IP address, all websites that you have visited and that you do visit, all calls, telephone calls, incoming and outgoing calls, all text messages, all emails coming in and going out. It goes by via the GPS spy system, if you will, global positioning service. Recently, by way of Pokemon, everybody was directed by the hundreds to a certain site that was manipulated through the Pokemon creators and operators of a special little demonic being that everyone was trying to chase down for high points. It wound up with over 210 people converging with their handheld devices, converging on one intersection in one part of a city, video streaming, live video streaming, every aspect, every angle of that scene and that community and that neighborhood and that intersection. What was it done for? Only God knows. What information was gleaned? Only God knows. Using what is called a game to collect data, visual, location, every voice, every text mail, every web address is absolutely being siphoned out of your device. It's demonically dangerous. It's causing death. It's causing a satanic delusion to take place. Under the guise of a game, the world is surrendering all of our privacies. Let me share with you a couple of things from this major article published by WorldNet Daily. The article says, U.S. urged to probe the Pokemon spy game. The federal government is concerned about invasion of privacy. Spying on consumers. Pokemon's app allows full access, I'm reading from the article, to all your personal data, all your contacts, all your locations, keeping track of you wherever you go 24/7. Photographs are siphoned out. Emails, your computer searches, your navigational history, your location at any time. And it's collecting all data, all Wi-Fi data, everything that you use with KeyPunch or your location or photographs or videos that you take with that camera. It collects all user settings, all IP addresses, collects all your personal private information. If you've got information, if you do banking online, if you do anything that has your name, address, telephone number, and social security number, it is free access to the Pokemon creators and the ones that are controlling the data. A privacy organization has asked the federal government to investigate the spying on consumers without their knowledge, without their permission, albeit that you've signed a consent agreement when you signed that free. And Google Earth. May I remind us, the information goes straight to Google. Google can sell it, hire it to whomever it will. Google can use it however it likes. Google will use it. And by the way, Google is not there just for the dollars. They're there for an ideology that they are espousing, and that is a global control, a global access to every human being and to everything in your private data. They're after that. The game has caught the attention, this article further states, caught the attention of all the American public, indeed the world, and hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, are staring at their cell phones these days looking for Pokemon characters that are tied to the GPS coordinates so that they can be captured. It calls for close scrutiny, this article says, from the governmental standpoint. close scrutiny ought to be had on the company. The company concedes that it has made serious mistakes, but questions remain about the scope and the ongoing data collection and practices. May I remind us, I could go on and on and on, but let me simply say to you, and I pray that you will hear what I'm saying, it is very dangerous. Even Oliver Stone, and Oliver Stone is not a, how would you say, a one that I would view as being an honorable or a noble person in any fashion of the word. But Oliver Stone is really torn up with it. He says, Pokemon Go is a system of totalitarianism. He says the information goes to Google. Google can sell it to whomever wants. This is coming from Oliver Stone. Stone is, as it turns out, has plenty to say about the matter. He says it's a new level of sophisticated electronic invasion. Nobody has ever seen the like in the history of this world, he says. It's the fastest growing business ever, and they have invested huge sums of money into what surveillance really is, which data is really being mined, and they're data mining every person in the room, wherever you are or wherever you're seated, with your cell phone or your laptop or your handheld device. Stone goes on to say it's what people call surveillance capitalism. It's the newest stage, he says, and you'll say a new form of it. Frankly, we're looking toward a robotic society where they will know how you want, what you want, how you live, how you behave, and will make the mock-up that matches you, that behaves like you, and feels like you. It's what we call, he said, Oliver Stone, totalitarianism. May I remind us, the Scripture warns us that we need to have wisdom. We need to have wisdom. The 8th chapter of Proverbs, the 11th verse, "For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be considered are not to be compared to it." We need to have discretion. In Proverbs 2 and verse 11, "Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee." We need to go to the Word of God, have His wisdom, His discretion, and not allow this totalitarianism to engulf us. Thank you for listening today. Tune in tomorrow at the same time, the same station, 91.7, 5 o'clock, and again, we'll face the issues for the day.
Let's Face the Issues, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember, God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to, are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality. Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian. What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast? 666. And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.